It's been almost a century since the Colorado River Compact was created, divvying up the resources of this mighty waterway between seven states and Mexico. That's almost 40 million people dependent on the river in some way. Traditionally, the economic value of the river was based on what the water could be used for when extracted, things like agriculture, mining, and industry. But as Maeve Conran reports for Connecting the Drops, more people are pointing to the economic value of keeping water in the river itself.
The Fraser River in Grant County is a tributary of the Colorado River, which starts in Rocky Mountain National Park. It runs through the heart of the town of Fraser and neighboring Winter Park. These towns attract skiers in winter and fly fishers and outdoor enthusiasts the rest of the year.
And the recreation is all based around the river. You know, the snowmaking water for all of our ski areas comes out of a river. And it's the base, it's the absolute base of the recreational system.
Dennis Saffel has been a real estate broker for 34 years in the mountain communities of Grand and Summit counties. He says there's a direct connection to property values and proximity to the river.
If your property is on a river or has a view of a river, it's going to be substantially more expensive, regardless of what it is, a condominium, a house. It's going to be substantially more expensive than a property that's not on the river.
Saffel says a loss of flow in the river would likely decrease the values for all properties in these mountain communities that are dependent on the river for a tourism economy. That's something that others in Western Slope communities are well aware of, including Jim Pokrant with the Colorado River District. That's the principal water policy and planning agency for the Colorado River Basin within the state.
We understand that water left in the river is important to the economy, and if we had dried up rivers, then we'd have degradation of our West Slope economy.
Pokrant says that the fortunes of many Western Slope towns hinge on understanding that the strength of local economies is beginning to shift from taking water out of the river to leaving it in.
We've developed rafting. That's a big deal. Skiing. That's a big deal now. Hunting. Fishing. This is our economy here on the West Slope. Yes, ag is still big, and yes, there's still some mining. But our new economy is based on water in the rivers here in Western Colorado.
Historically, most Colorado water rights have involved uses that divert water from the streams. But back in the early 1970s, lawmakers began to recognize the need to create rights allowing water to remain in the river to help protect ecology. But that was just a first step. Now, 43 years later, a lot of water is still being taken out of the Colorado River system and diverted to the east. There are 13 major trans-mountain diversions and many other smaller ones. This concerns advocates like Craig Mackey, co-director of Protect the Flows.
In the 21st century, we have an economic reason to have the river itself. The recreation economy, the tourism economy. And I think the hardest one to quantify or really get your hands around is a quality of life economy.
The nonprofit advocates for conservation of the Colorado River Basin, pointing to the connection between a healthy river and healthy economies.
People want to live here. People want to locate here. They want to grow businesses here. They want to live here. They want to raise their families here. And water and, you know, our snow in the mountains, which becomes the water in our rivers, is a huge part of the, you know, a huge driver in that quality of life economy that we're so lucky to have here in the state of Colorado.
Protect the Flows worked with Arizona State University in 2014 on the first study on the economic impact of the Colorado River. It found that the major waterway generates $1.4 trillion in economic benefits annually throughout the entire seven-state river basin. In Colorado, the tourism and outdoor recreation economy tied to the river brings in more than $9 billion annually. The Colorado Water Plan acknowledges the need to keep water in streams, but it also recognizes the water needs of growing cities. Realtor Dennis Saffel says even more needs to be done.
Now it's time to take a new, fresh look at why it's important to keep rivers full of water.
A prolonged drought in the Southwest, paired with overallocation, has left the Colorado River in a sorry state. Front Range communities, largely dependent on that western water, are having some success with conservation. But with an additional 2 million people expected to move to the Denver metro area over the next 25 years, demand will only increase. For Connecting the Drops and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Maeve Conran.
Can you- Connecting the Drops is a collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio Stations and the Colorado Foundation for Water Education. Find out more at yourwatercolorado.org. Support for this piece is provided by CoBank.